السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. وقال: ومن قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, you all are excited to welcome the holy month of Ramadan. And why not? This is the special gift of Almighty Allah, only and solely, exclusively to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The previous nations from time of Adam alayhi salam till Isa alayhi salam never had opportunity to fast the whole month of Ramadan. This is a special gift and the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Hazrat Salman al-Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala an narrated that prior to the Ramadan, before Ramadan begins, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gathered all the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala alim al-ma'in and gave him the special khutbah, virtues of the Ramadan, and emphasizing the importance to take maximum benefit out of it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ja'akum Ramadan. And ulama explain that this kind of words or expression, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not use for any other faraz. For example, zakat is faraz on the rich people. Hajj is faraz on the rich people. Salat every day is compulsory upon every male and female. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ja'a salat, or Ja'a zakat, or Ja'a hajj and umrah. No. Only for Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam utilized this word. What is Ja'akum Ramadan? Ulama explain, if you have invited some very, very special guest to your house for some occasion, and the guest is very, very high position and very beloved to you, then how you prepare your house, your furniture, your room, and all the, things, dishes in the kitchen, how much preparation we do for that guest when he's going to come to welcome and to entertain. And we make sure that when the guest comes, he has all the luxury, all the comfort, and all the enjoyment in our house. He should feel happy in our house as long as he stays in the house. And we keep on asking him, is there anything we can do for you? If you need anything, please don't feel shy, etc., etc. Right? Because the guest is very valuable and we love him. Ramadan is the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our house. And when a guest is coming in our house, is sitting on the couch, do you play the games in front of the guest, or text messaging, or do all other activities while he's sitting on the couch alone? That is called disrespectful. You have to leave everything, every activity, and have to full attention towards the guest. Look at to him, listen what he's saying, talk to him, ask him, entertain him, offer him things to eat and drink, etc. You cannot leave him alone in the lounge and you get busy with some other things. And in the evening you come and say, okay, time is over, can you go now? So how that guest is going to feel? He's going to go back, but he's going to report against you. Which kind of host you send me to you, Ya Allah? He did not have any etiquette of my entertainment. He didn't know how to respect me, how to honor me, how to entertain me. He's going to give report, a very bad report. He insulted me, ignored me. He did not take care of me. He was busy with all things. Is Allah will be happy? No. Allah will not be happy. And my brothers and sisters, from last year Shawwal up till now, how many our relatives or our friends or community members passed away? And we took part in their funeral, buried them in front of our eyes. None of them expected that he's not going to get Ramadan. Right? And they passed away before Ramadan. That was their destiny. That was their age. Right? We all sitting here, do we have any information or confirmation or guarantee we're going to survive the whole month of Ramadan? We may die before, you know, the crescent comes out. Or we may die during the Ramadan. We won't be able to enjoy the Eid. There is no guarantee of life. So my brothers and sisters, if you care for somebody, Sheikh Omar has explained so nicely, if you care for somebody, you prepare for it. If you care for somebody or something, you prepare for it. A student who wants to pass the exam, who wants to get his degree, diploma, if he wastes his days and nights before exam, he does not prepare for it, and he just got entered into the hall to give the exam, he's not going to write the right answers. Why? He did not prepare. He did not study. He wasted his time. So when the result will come, he will be failed in exam. If he would have cared about exam, to pass the exam, he would have spent time in studying, in preparing for that exam, for that questions. Isn't it? If we have a diploma and degree in our hands, looking for job, and there is a company, call us a certain day, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, you come in the office, there is an interview for you. And you are looking forward for that interview. You want that job desperately. You want that job. One person is neglectful, unmindful. He goes into the center or into the company in the office 10 minutes late. Time was set up for him 10 o'clock. And he show up 10 past 10 or 10 past 15. Running to the office, sitting there, and then he's standing there and excusing the bosses and those people, CEO or whoever is taking the, you know, interview. Sorry, sir, I got in the traffic. Or I was late because my tire was burst, puncture on the road, unexpected. No matter 100 excuses he's going to give in front of those interviewers, they're not going to accept. They will disregard. You are failed. You did not prepare for your interview because you did not care about it. If you would have cared about it, you have prepared. You could have leave house half an hour, 1 hour before time. You know it's going to be traffic on the road. You would check your tires before you leave. It should not happen that any unexpected things happen on the road. I should be there before time. That's called preparation. If you care, you prepare. Same thing, wedding, same thing, any things, my brothers and sisters, of the worldly affairs. If we care of anything, if anything has importance in our lives, we prepare for it. We definitely make sure that everything should be on time, accordingly. We plan for it. For the wedding, 6 months ahead we plan. We book the hall, catering, and to whom invite. The list of all the guests, relatives, friends, restaurant is booked, catering is booked, which kind of dressing, shopping, everything. We prepare months ahead. Why? Because wedding is coming. There should not be shortage of anything. This event should go smoothly, nicely. We prepare for it because we value, we care about it. So anything we care, my brothers and sisters, in our life, we prepare for it. And if we don't prepare for it, it means we don't care about it. Now Ramadan is coming. And we are just as usual, our day will come, we'll know about Ramadan, we'll just fast, we'll stay hungry for a few days as routine. And Ramadan will go away. Sometimes we show up in the Taraweeh, sometimes we miss the Taraweeh, we don't care. Which kind of Islam, or which kind of Iman, or which kind of respect for the holy month of Ramadan we are showing? We are not prepared for it. Mentally, physically, spiritually, we have to prepare for the holy month of Ramadan eagerly. Like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, 6 months ahead, they used to prepare for the holy month of Ramadan. They used to make dua. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the crescent of Rajab, 2 months ahead, 2 months before, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to see the moon of Rajab. From that day, he used to make the dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. This is called eagerness. This is called preparation. This is called careness about it. 2 months ahead, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua. And 1 month ahead, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practically, physically used to prepare for the holy month of Ramadan. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated, and so many Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the whole month of Sha'ban, most of the days, or sometimes the whole month of Sha'ban, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to keep fast. When Sahaba Zaid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, why are you fasting in this month of Sha'ban so many days as you usually don't fast in any other months? The reply of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be, I am preparing for the month of Ramadan, getting ready for it, spiritually, physically, mentally. How many days did we fast during the month of Sha'ban? Ask ourselves. A person who has a value, for example, for the Salatul Jum'ah, he prepares. He takes shower in that particular day with the intention, with this niyyah, oh Allah, today I am taking shower, today I am taking bath to perform Salatul Janazah. From the morning, this thing is in his mind that I must get ready, I must wear the best of the dress because this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not to show off, to appreciate the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the Sayyidul Ayyam. Friday, I must prepare, I must put some perfume, I must get ready, and I must go to the masjid with that mindset, I must go little early. One of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, man igtasala yawm al-jum'ah wa ghassala wa bakkara wa abtakara wa masha wa lam yarkab wa dana min al-imam فَاسْتَمَعَ وَلَمْ بَلْغَ كَانَ لَهُ بِكُلِّ خُطْوَةٍ عَمَلُ سَنَةٍ أَجْرُ سِيَامِهَا وَقِيَامِهَا. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. A person, a believer, value and care about the Yawmul Jum'ah, he takes special shower and bath on Yawmul Jum'ah, make proper bath and shower, ghusl. Wabakkar, and he leaves house early, not at the time of khutbah. Leave the house early and arrive at the masjid early. Wabtakara, arrives at the masjid early, before time. Some of the brothers come for Zawal, some of them come before Zawal. But when they come here early, alhamdulillah, it's very good, 15 minutes, 10 minutes early to the masjid, angels are writing your names, and they are recording your names and giving the sawab and reward accordingly. Right? But the one thing, you come early in the masjid, 10 minutes, 15 minutes before the imam start khutbah, instead of engage ourselves in zikrullah, durus sharif, tilawat of the Quran, we socialize with each other, unfortunately. We start gossiping with each other, waiting for the imam, but we are gossiping, talking. When we talk in the masjid, the angels are announcing, "Oh, Abdullah, keep quiet. This is the house of Allah. If you go to the court for any summon and you gossip and whisper, the bailiff will, you know, kick you out from the courtroom. You're not allowed in the silent place. In front of judge, you cannot talk. You dress properly. You behave yourself. Switch off your phone. These are the etiquettes of the court. And blindly we follow it by force. Otherwise we are kicked out from the courtroom. Disrespect for the judge. And here we are entering in the Supreme Court. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So unmindfully, so casually, without any respect, without any regard, and we start gossiping and talking loudly in the masjid. We should enter into the house. Three times the angel announced, they keep quiet. Otherwise, then he say, "Oh, Adu Allah." Angel get upset. If you keep on talking, angel get upset. He say, "Oh, Adu Allah, keep quiet. Oh, the enemy of Allah. We are sitting in the house of Allah for the mercy of Allah, and angels announcing about us, oh, enemy of Allah. How bad it is. How sad it is." So utilize your every moment. As soon as you enter into the house of Allah in this room, my brothers, we should regard like I am strange. I don't know anybody. Nobody knows me. That's how we should behave in the house of Allah. I don't know anybody. Socializing outside. Talking outside. In the house, I am just alone myself. Engage yourself in the zikrullah, durus sharif, tilawat of the Quran, istighfar. This is the time. A person who is waiting for the salat is regarded as he is performing the salat. And do we talk while we are in salat? No, we don't talk. Likewise, when you are out of the salat, but you are waiting for the salat, we should be regard ourselves, I'm engaged right now in the salat. That's how we should be do. We should control ourselves inside the masjid. May Allah give us tawfiq. So in hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if we care all those things, he comes early into the masjid. Wadana min al imam. He comes close to the imam. Wastama'a. Walam yalgha. He listened very. Istima' meaning listening very carefully, attentively. That is the etiquette of the khutbah. Walam yalgha, and he does not interfere, he doesn't do anything else inside the masjid while khutbah or bayan is on. If he does all those things, all these preparations, all these cares, what is the ajr for him? Kana lahu bi kulli khutwatin. For every step he left from his house, amalu sanatin. 1 year of the reward for every step. Ajru siyamiha wa qiyamiha. Like whole year he fasted, and whole year, every night, 365 nights, stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the night. A person who is fasting 365 days, a person who is spending every night, 365 nights, in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much effort, how much sacrifice is required? Unbelievable, impossible for us to do that throughout the year. Here, just taking care of few things, which is very common, very normal, very easy to practice. For every khutwah, for every step, Allah is prepared to give us reward of the one year of fasting, one year of spending a night in ibadah. 365. We are missing all these virtues. Why? Because we don't care. We don't prepare. If you care, you prepare. So this is the same thing applied to the holy month of Ramadan. Now Ramadan is already in the round the corner, my brothers and sisters, and how we should welcome. Try, number one, to make lots of istighfar. Allah Ta'ala forgive our sins. Be clean heart, clean mind before the Ramadan. If you have some dispute, some problem with the relatives, friends, and we are not talking, call them, apologize to them. For your own sake, for your own Ramadan. Don't worry about who is right, who is wrong. Apologize to him. That's one thing. Clear it up before Ramadan. Number two, be punctual on the 5 daily salat. Because the month of Ramadan, Allah increases the reward. For every faraz, Allah is going to give the 70 faraz. If you pray 5 times faraz in the masjid, you will get the reward of how much? 350 salat. Every day, 350 salat. You're going to miss if you don't come to the masjid. Make sure at least you come for Fajr, Maghrib and Isha, 3 salat. So at least you can have 2100 salat every day in your book of deed. This opportunity you're not going to get after Ramadan. This is a special bargain just only for Ramadan. Every salat will increase 70 times. Every nafal will increase equivalent to the faraz. Other than that, you must add some extra ibadat. Awabin after Maghrib salat, 10 minutes extra. Tahajjud before suhoor. You are waking for suhoor, tahajjud salat. 4 rakat, 8 rakat, whatever Allah you tawfiq. And then try to make ishraq after sunrise. And chas. Whatever salat extra you can do, other than tarabih, try to increase it. Try to give some sadaqah. Try to make a niyat, I'm going to complete the whole Quran at least one time. While you are driving, while you are busy in your occupations, listen the qiraat instead of listening the news and all other things. Shut off your WhatsApp and Instagram and Facebook during the month of Ramadan. Stay away from all those social media and engage yourself in the ibadat, in the dua, in istighfar every day. One dua is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of the fasting person. And the best time for dua is before breaking the fast, iftar, and at the time of tahajjud. So engage some time in the dua also, and all these activities you should continue during the whole month of Ramadan. And one more thing, my brothers, abstain from gossiping, quarreling, fighting, backbiting. Control your tongue and control your mind and control your gaze during this month of Ramadan. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.